For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You are about to hear a 15-minute free preview of the latest bonus show to hit our Patreon-only podcast feed. Top Rope Nation Patreon members have access to multiple members-only podcasts every single month, including at least one new show each and every week. This includes new episodes of TRN Classics, TRN Unplugged, and TRN Extra, plus ad-free versions of our weekly flagship show, merchandise giveaways, virtual hangouts, and other benefits. So in order to support us and ensure Top Rope Nation continues well into the future, and to gain access to all of these great benefits and exclusive shows, join the Patreon page now. You can get full access for just $5 per month. Click that link in the broadcast description to learn more and enjoy this free preview of one of our latest Patreon bonus shows. Again, everybody, it is the 63rd edition of Top Rope Nation Classics, going back in time to February 18th, 1996, WWF In Your House 6, which was later dubbed Rage in the Cage. Justin Joint, are you ready to rage?
Yes, like Tenacious D, Rage Cage.
Do you know you're the person who introduced me to Tenacious D?
I did not know that. God, I'm awesome.
At our old job where we met. I think you burned me a copy of the CD.
Very nice.
I don't think I'd ever heard it before.
Trying to pay you back for you letting me read your observers.
Exactly.
The least I could do.
Exactly. Oh, Jesse, you're pulling double duty today. You did a flagship with Frank earlier today, previewing AEW Revolution. Appreciate that, sir. How you doing?
Not too bad. I was thinking more like Prophets of Rage with Public Enemy or Chuck D with Rage Against the Machine. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, we're going to be raging. It's going to be a real rager. I don't know. I might be the only one drinking tonight. Justin, it looked like you had an athletic NA.
Yeah, I'm being boring.
Okay.
Just an athletic, one of their IPAs.
That one's solid. I like that one. That's just the standard one, right? That's not the hazy.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'll probably get the hazy one next.
That's pretty good. Jesse, are you drinking tonight?
I've got the hazy NA from Biro, Tom Holland's project.
Oh, yeah. Got that one again. Nice. Well, here's my thing. So I had a elementary school concert to go to for my oldest daughter tonight. And afterwards, we congratulated her with some ice cream.
Ooh,
nice. So the only beer that sounded good to me after having ice cream about, I don't know, an hour and a half ago or an hour and 15 minutes ago was Guinness. So I got a Guinness here.
Nice.
Ooh, with the Notre Dame logo underneath it. I love that.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, it wasn't too long ago, I picked up a 12 pack of these, and they had the regular and then these with the Notre Dame logo on it. Exact same beer, just different, like special edition cans. And these were cheaper.
It's like, sweet.
Of course I'm going to get the Notre Dame ones. So
what kind of ice cream did you have?
I got a Shamrock Shake from McDonald's.
Oh, hell yeah. I got to get me one of those. I haven't had one yet this season.
It's my second. Got to get them while they're around for sure.
Yeah.
That's my one
Go ahead.
My one McDonald's visit yearly. And by the way, that's taking place tomorrow night with my son. So
Yep. That's when I had it the first time is my wife was out of town and I was with the kids. Actually, just my two younger kids. She was out of town with her oldest. And so me pulling lunch was, all right, we're going to McDonald's. Get you some Happy Meals. And I got the Shamrock Shake for myself with my meal that day. So, yeah, that was number two. That's probably the last one this year. But always enjoy the Shamrock Shakes. And they always run out before St. Patty's Day. So,
yeah, good call. Maybe that'll be my lunch tomorrow. Yeah. Nice, healthy Shamrock Shake.
There you go. Do it up.
Not much beats it.
Do it up. Yeah, does this show beat it? I don't know. Probably not. this podcast might. I don't know about the in your house, but it's an easy watch. I will say that those old 2-hour pay-per-views are not too hard to get through. You know, we haven't done a ton of 1996 WWF on this show. We did, of course, Survivor Series 96 a couple of years ago. We did Survivor Series 95 not too long before the show at one point in time. But Justin, your fandom in February 1996.
I was back, baby. About right here at this moment. I'd never watched this show from start to finish. I'd seen the Brett and Diesel match before. But yeah, the lead up to the Iron Man match is what brought me back into professional wrestling after about a 4-year hiatus. And so, yeah, this is a very interesting time considering like WWF coming off an absolutely putrid year, at the very least financially. And now they're kind of back on the upswing, you know, at least as far as getting all their ducks in a row so they can at least make that big comeback.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was right there with you. We've talked about this on the show before. I mean, the build up to the Iron Man match really drew me back in. I know it was kind of watching hit or miss in the fall of 95, but by this point in time, I was definitely watching most of the time. And then once we got to March, I was watching every week. So yeah, I was paying attention. I kind of remember the build up for this show itself. I did not watch it live like you. I don't think I'd ever seen the full show until right now. I'd seen the final two matches a few times, watch Sean and Owen more than the main event for sure. But yeah, the undercard, I don't think I ever had gone back and watched it in full, at least not in sequence in one sitting. What about you, Jesse?
Statue of limitations have passed. My father got the box. I think it was either a Christmas gift to himself or for us in late 1995. So I do remember watching the main event of this card, and that was it. Okay. So fandom-wise, I was in and out, I would say, but I did watch WrestleMania 12 with my cousin because he would always order the pay-per-views. We didn't bring him over for box or to save money on WrestleMania 12. But yeah, definitely in and out here. And then 1996, of course, we'd catch fire in the summer, and I was hooked from that on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk about kind of what was going on in the industry when we get to the show itself, because I think there'll be some kind of natural talking points as we go through with some of these matches. But so let's just hit the pop.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome everyone to the home of the Kentucky Derby!
So the World Wrestling Federation was live at the Louisville Gardens in Louisville, Kentucky. As I said, February 18th, 1996. Pretty small venue. It was a legit sellout. 5,500. Per Meltzer, it did sell out a few days in advance. It wasn't day of walk-up sellout, although at some point on the show, they said it had sold out like weeks in advance, and that wasn't true. But it did sell out within a few days of the show. So they do have a full house. Again, it's early 96, so you know, not the biggest venue. But yeah, the fans are into it. The pay-per-view buy rate for this show was a 0.75, which equated to 186,000 buys. Now, that was actually up significantly from In Your House 5 back in December, which of course had that awesome British Bulldog Bret Hart match, which is one I would love to review on Classics at some point. But that show only did 84,000 buys. So this one was over double that at 186,000. By the time they get to Good Friends, Better Enemies in April, they fall off a little bit, down to 165.
That's interesting. I was just about to ask, is that like the Shawn Michaels returning effect? But that's not the case if all of a sudden it dropped back down as soon as he's world champion.
Yeah.
That's odd. I wonder what the reason for the boom was.
Yeah, I don't, because I mean, it does have a steel cage match, but I mean, it's not, there's nothing on here you make you think it would like double the buys. I mean, you would think Brett and Davey, the rematch from 92, would have a little bit more interest, but no, I mean, that 186,000 buys was the most for a In Your House. I mean, they really fell off after this, until Bad Blood 97 with the first Hell in a Cell, which did it exactly equal 186,000 buys. So between then, I mean, all of every In Your House after this was below this one.
So, I'm curious, because I think this was one of the last ones that was only 2 hours, right? I think pretty soon after this, they bumped it up to the 3 hours and the full price, whereas at this point, it was like $15 or something like that.
Was it? Okay.
It was ground zero in September. Oh,
so it's not. Okay. So it's, we got quite a while then.
Yeah, that was the first 3 hour one, and then they bumped it up to $29.95. Here, they were still $19.95. One thing I found interesting, this show actually did more buys than In Your House No Way Out 98, 2 years later, the month before WrestleMania 14. When, really? I mean, when they were on the Ascension, that show did 179. So
what
actually,
the hell? Who was on that card?
The 8-man main event, which was one of the more underrated matches of that year. Covered 1998, and that was one of my favorites.
Plus, the pay-per-view universe by 98 was bigger, so that buy rate was lower. No Way Out 98, 179,000 buys, had a 0.52 buy rate. This one was 0.75, which was, you know, actually a higher buy rate than Bad Blood 97, which equaled it in total buys. So, I mean, it was actually given where they were at in the business at the time, this was actually a fairly strong performance. I mean, I'm looking back at the other In Your Houses. I mean, it outdrew all of them. This was the most bought In Your House of the first five. And then, like I said, the most bought until fall 97. Just kind of surprised me.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah. I'll give this show credit because like every match had a pretty, you know, fresh, hot story behind it. Now that doesn't exactly translate to good in-ring work for every match, but I mean, there is a lot going on this show.
Yeah.
Rematch of Bret and Diesel from Survivor Series 95, perhaps.
Yeah, that's got to play a big part on it. People speaking were more of interested.
Speaking of which, the show had a higher buy rate and more buys than Survivor Series 95.
What?
That show did 135,000 buys, 0.57 buy rate.
I'm so confused.
I know. I can't make sense of it. But yeah, those are the numbers. So, I mean, they had to have looked at this one as a big success. I mean, given where they were at, it's not like the numbers are great, but I mean, you compare to some of these other recent shows and higher. So yeah, I mean, a modest success on pay-per-view. They get started and they have this promo with Sonny on the Beach. Ooh. Welcoming us.
Peak Sonny.
Yeah.
Peak Sonny. My God.
That is correct.
100%. Oh. She says the following program contains material too hot for some. Viewer discretion is advised. because nothing says beach weather like February. Yes. Yeah, she is on the beach in the middle of February. Then they play this intro video, and we get Vince McMahon and Jerry Lawler on commentary welcoming us. And we go right to Razor Ramon and the 1-2-3 Kid in the crybaby match. And I got to walk back something I said earlier. I said I had never seen the undercard. This match I had seen before, unfortunately.
Yeah,
many times. Yeah. So, Justin, you were working there at the time, but that Kmart you worked at around probably, I want to say it was like the summer of 97, they started carrying some WWF videos. And they were like, they were Coliseum videos, but they were cheaper ones. They had like clipped matches on it. There was like a yellow border across the top. And they had like World Tour 96, WWF Confirmed Hits, WWF Amazing Matches. And this was on that. It was, I can't remember if it was on Confirmed Hits or Amazing Matches, on one of them. And, you know, I didn't have hardly any WWF videos that I owned then. I think that video was like 10 bucks or something, maybe five. So I owned it and I watched it a lot. And they joined it in progress. But I got to look that up.
I don't remember that at all. I started working there in the fall of 96, like I think October.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It was on Most Amazing Matches. I just found the video here. So yeah, I think I might still have the video in my storage room, but yeah, unfortunately I had seen this. Actually, the match itself is not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the aftermath stuff is pretty cringeworthy.
I mean, it's,
I take it first time you saw it.
Yeah, this was the first time I saw it, but it's dreading what I knew was coming at the end. But I mean, these are two buddies, two guys in the clique. And so they're bumping their asses off for each other, really laying everything in nice and stiff. But yeah, there's just, for me, it loses steam with a really long rest hold in the middle of the match that kind of that kills a lot of the momentum. There's a little bit of weirdness with Kid being the heel when he's so much smaller than Razor. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, this is a really fun opener.
Yeah.
Until the ending.
Yeah. So I got the notes. I can run you guys through it. But yeah, the match is about 12 minutes long. Yeah, Meltzer gave it 3 stars in the Observer, which I think is probably about right. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So in the entrances, you get the Kid coming out. He's got a little stroller with a Razor Ramon stuffed animal that he tosses at Razor.
23 years old at this time, by the way.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.